You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back again, folks. I'm talking about the Bible, the Holy Bible scriptures, and how we should believe every single word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's what it tells us, but we choose not to believe every word. We want to change it. We want to violate what it says. We want to look for loopholes, excuses on not doing what God tells us to do. And folks, it's really sad because somebody that wants to do that, that shows what's really in their heart. It shows what their motivation really is. And it's sad. It really is. So when something is presented to us for consideration, we're told what the standard is to determine if this is true or not. Acts 17:10, it says, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were true." So when Paul and Silas went to the Bereans, they searched the scriptures to find out if that's what it says. Why don't we do that? Why does the first place that most people go, a book that is not written by God, some author out there, and they look and see what that man or that woman says about the Bible that God wrote himself? That's not how it's supposed to work. We need to search the scriptures. And what are the scriptures? Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, from Genesis to Revelation, and especially from Genesis to Malachi. You know, that's the Bible that Jesus and the disciples read. Yes, he inspired the New Testament, one-third of the Bible, to be written. It is part of Scripture, but it doesn't replace the first two-thirds. The first two-thirds are the foundation that the whole house of God is built on. So once we find the source of all truth, the Bible, we can understand who the author of the book is. The Christian world can't describe and doesn't understand who God is. He chooses to reveal himself to the people who fall into specific categories. And we'll examine these starting in the next show. But since you're here today, you already understand a lot of these things. God is the eternal, all-present, all-powerful, all-knowing, supreme creator and sustainer of the entire universe. He's one, he's composed of spirit. He's the Father and the supreme ruler. He's the Most High God. Now, yes, he has a son. The son's name is Jesus, and he is very important. But Jesus says that his Father was greater than he is, and that he didn't do or say anything that his Father didn't tell him to do or say. Why can't we accept that? You know, we got all kinds of this nonsense out there about one God only. At one point he's God, another point he's Jesus, another point he's the Holy Spirit. All of this confusion, all of this mixture.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.